Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader has taken a key step toward the confirmation process for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The fate of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court now rests with how members of the U.S. Senate received the just-completed FBI investigation of sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh. On the Senate floor late last night, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced a cloture vote will be held tomorrow morning. But first, all 100 senators will get the chance to review the FBI report.
Now senators will have the evidence collected by this additional background investigation for their consideration.
Republicans hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate, but three of the 51 are still on the fence. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Netherlands is accusing Russia of carrying out multiple cyber attacks, including one against the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. John Demers is the Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
A short while ago, the Dutch Minister of Defense and the United Kingdom's National Security Advisor held a joint press conference announcing a recent intelligence operation against several Russian agents conducting a clandestine mission in The Hague. The joint UK-Dutch intelligence operation led to four Russian GRU officers being caught red-handed while they attempted to breach the cybersecurity of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
The OPCW was investigating the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Russia has denied any links to the poisoning of Sergei Skripal, and Dutch officials said it was not clear if this particular cyber attack was or is linked to that investigation. Russia's foreign ministry has denied the accusations and has dismissed them as fantasies. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has ordered a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from ending protections that have allowed about 300,000 people from Haiti, Sudan, Nicaragua, and El Salvador to live and work in the United States. The U.S. government can grant temporary protected status, or TPS, for the countries where conditions are unsafe for their nationals to return or where the government is unable to adequately handle their return due to something like a natural disaster. With TPS revoked, those covered under the program would be subject to deportation from the United States. An armed intruder allegedly tried to break into the Pennsylvania compound of exiled Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen Wednesday morning, but was chased off by a security guard. A spokesman said the guard fired a warning shot in the air, and the suspect fled. Pennsylvania State Police searched the area but could not find the alleged intruder. U.S. officials have arrested a Utah man in connection with suspicious letters mailed to the president and the Pentagon. William Clyde Allen of Logan, Utah, was arrested Wednesday for allegedly mailing the letters that contained castor seeds from which highly toxic ricin can be derived. One letter was addressed to President Trump. The wife of former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been charged with 17 money laundering offenses as anti-graft agents investigate billions of dollars of missing from state coffers. And Giles reports for the AP.
While it wasn't clear if Rosmus' charges also relate directly to 1MDB, her arrest came after three rounds of questioning by agents over the fund, with one of the interrogations lasting 13 hours. Rosmus pled not guilty to all charges, which the prosecutor described in court as, quote, very serious. Money laundering charges carry a penalty of up to 15 years in jail and big fines.
Ed Giles reporting for Reuters. Pakistan's top diplomat said Wednesday his talks with senior Trump administration officials were useful and helped halt the slide in the crisis hit by bilateral relations. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, however, acknowledged the war in Afghanistan did dominate his discussions with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as well as National Security Advisor John Bolton. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump has visited a former slaveholding facility on Ghana's coast, calling it very emotional and really something that people should see and experience. This is her second day of her goodwill trip to Africa. The U.S. First Lady visited the Cape Coast Castle, one of about 40 slave castles built on the Gold Coast of West Africa by European traders. Again, find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll